The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Why did ancient Israel and Judah, which were for years included in the nation of Israel, but after the death of Solomon, 10 tribes of Israel split off from Judah, and they became known as the House of Israel, and Judah became known as a tribe or House of Judah. They also became known as the Northern Kingdom, which was the House of Israel, and the Southern Kingdom, which was the House of Judah. Both nations fell and were taken captive. Israel was taken captive in 732 through 718 B.C. and Judah in 605 through 585 B.C. Why? That is what we want to look at this time. And as you know, I've been giving a warning and repentance message to anyone that will listen and heed that the United States and the British people will fall and be taken captive for the same reason our ancestors, ancient Israel, were. Unless we repent of our many sins and rend our heart to God. But there is no indication in the Bible that our nations, the United States and the British people, which includes England, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, will repent in time to save our people from what God calls the time of Jacob's trouble. In the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 30, beginning in verse 7, notice what God has to say. Jeremiah 30, verse 7. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Yes, Christ spoke of that time as well in Matthew 24. That time is spoken also of in the book of Daniel. But God is saying this is the greatest, most terrible time that has ever come upon the world. God says this time of trouble will be the worst time in the history of man or ever will be. Now, if you know world history, or the history of ancient Israel and Judah, then you know there has been some terrible times for mankind. But this coming time of Jacob's trouble will make all the other sufferings of mankind look pretty good in comparison. That's what your Bible says. And later the whole world will suffer as never before or ever again. But God also says, if we as a nation, or you as an individual, will repent and turn to God, turn to God's way of righteousness. Yes, repent of your sins, of breaking God's law. Be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, the breaking and the ignoring of God's law, and begin to walk in the footsteps of your Savior, Jesus Christ, which was obedience to God the Father, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which God promises to those that obey Him, and continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Then God promises you and me that He will protect us through the most terrible time of human history. God says grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Savior, Jesus Christ. That is, after you repent and are baptized and receive God's Holy Spirit. And that means grow in His mind, His attitude, and His character. That means become like-minded as God the Father and Jesus Christ are. So let's look at why ancient Israel and Judah fell. Then we will understand why modern Israel will fall. Notice what God has to say in 2 Kings 17, beginning in verse 7. 2 Kings 17, beginning in verse 7. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and they had feared other gods, and had walked in the statutes of the nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel which they had made. Also the children of Israel secretly did things against the Lord their God that were not right. And they built for themselves high places in all their cities, from watchtower to fortified cities. Let's go back up to verse 8. Notice what God says again here. It says, and they walked in the statutes of nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel. Now, the statutes of those nations, God is speaking about their pagan worship. And God says ancient Israel went in there and did the same thing. Idolaters, they became idolaters just like those nations that God drove out before Israel. verse 9 again, also the children of Israel secretly did against the Lord their God things that were not right. Now, do we do that today? Is any of that going on today? Do you think that you can hide things from God and that God doesn't see and God doesn't know or understand where you are or what you're doing? It seems that is the notion that we have in our nation today. As a matter of fact, that seems to be the notion in the entire world. It says, they built for themselves high places in all their cities, from watchtower to fortified cities. In other words, they were idolatrous all over the nation of Israel. They set up for themselves sacred pillars and wooden images on every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burned incense on all the high places, as the nation had done whom the Lord had carried away before them. And they did wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. Now, do you think that we're friendly with God today? Or do you think that we're doing wicked things that is provoking God to anger against our nation? Verse 12, for they served idols, of which the Lord had said to them, you shall not do this thing. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all of his prophets, namely every seer, saying, turn from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. Yes, what were the laws and the statutes that God gave to our forefathers? Well, if you're familiar with the Bible, you know he gave the Ten Commandments just about a month after he brought them out of the land of Egypt from Mount Sinai. Verse 14, nevertheless, they would not hear, but stiffened their necks like the neck of their fathers, who did not believe in the Lord their God. And they rejected his statutes. Notice that verse 14 again. Nevertheless, they would not hear, but stiffened their necks like the necks of their fathers, who did not believe in the Lord their God. God says if you don't hear him, if you don't listen to him, he says that you don't believe him and don't believe in him, he says. And he's speaking to you, my friends. He's speaking to me. He's speaking to this entire earth, and especially to the United States and the British people. And this is truly warning us that what's going to come in the end time, because history does repeat itself, and we can see it in the making now if your eyes are open at all. Verse 15, and they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he had testified against them. They followed idols, became idolaters, and went after the nations who were all around them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. They left all the commandments of the Lord their God. Notice that. They left all the commandments of the Lord their God. Do we have ministers standing up today telling us that the commandments were nailed to the cross, that we don't have to keep the commandments? Haven't we left the commandments of our God as well? Have you, my friends? You need to ask yourself, have I left the commandments of God? So they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, made for themselves a molded image and two calves, made a wooden image and worshipped all the hosts of heaven and served Baal. That was a pagan deity. But God says they were an idolatrous nation, and they were doing any and everything they could, it seemed, to forget God and to turn their back on God. They were letting any and everything that came along come between them and serving God. Are we guilty of that today? Do we take time to serve God? Or are we so busy with all of the things that we have set up for ourselves and that our hands has made for idols? Verse 17, and they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire, practice witchcraft and soothsaying, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Yes, just wholesale sinning, sold themselves. God is using this word, sold themselves, to let us know that there was no restraint in what they were doing. Therefore, the Lord was angry, very angry with Israel, and removed them from his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah alone. Judah did not keep the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. And the Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel, afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of plunderers, until he had cast them from his sight. For he tore Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. Then Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord, and made them commit a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They did not depart from them. Jeroboam was truly an idolater. And God says that's what the 10 tribes of Israel did from the time that they split off from Rehoboam, Solomon's son, which was king over Israel at that time. Verse 23, God says, until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said, by his servants, the prophets. So Israel was carried away from their homeland to Assyria, as it is this day. You remember, we've been talking about, God said he was waiting to bring Israel back to give them the land of Canaan, because the nation of the Amorites, their sin wasn't complete. Their iniquity wasn't complete. And God is saying that when our iniquity becomes complete, that he is going to take us into captivity as well, that we are going to fall. But till the time Israel and Judah were taken captive from their homeland, they had many problems because they wanted no part of God's way. Does that sound like our nation today? Does that sound like modern Israel today? Isn't our land full of problems that we don't know how to solve? And God had given them opportunity after opportunity to turn from their evils and began to obey him. But they hardened their heart, stiffened their neck, and refused. And God has given you the opportunity, if you hear this program, God has given you the opportunity to turn and repent of your sins. The same was true for their sister Judah. God said they even sinned worse than Israel. And they both were taken captive. Israel was taken captive to Assyria and Judah to Babylon. And Israel never did go back to their homeland. So finally, the main two tribes of Israel wound up in England, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and the United States. The birthright blessing, which God promised to the seed of Joseph, was withheld for 2,500 years and has been fulfilled just as God said in the United States and the British people. But we, the same people of Israel, have and are repeating the same mistakes of turning our back on our Maker. And God says we will pay a very high price for doing so, and we are today. But the price will get higher, much higher, unless we repent and turn to our God and quit ignoring his laws. God doesn't take that lightly, and that includes trampling on his holy time, the weekly Sabbath, and God's seven annual Sabbaths as well, and his other commandments. When God is convinced that we won't change our ways, then our fall will come. That has happened in the past to many nations and empires, cities and individuals, and God doesn't change. He still works the same way today. And I can tell you, my friends, that we as a nation and the world as a whole are very close now to convincing God that we won't change, and you can take that to the bank. Well, my friends, if you'd like to understand more about where we are and what's going to happen to the United States and the British people, we invite you to call us toll-free and request some of our articles that we have for you. You need those articles to help you to understand what's going on and how to be protected during this time that lies ahead. Call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request your free articles. What must America do now to regain God's protection and blessing? Why and why does mankind suffer? And all you need to do to receive those articles is call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080. There's no cost, no obligation. No one will call on you. Your name will not be passed out or your address be passed out to anyone. But there is good news for you personally. You can change if you will and escape the most terrible time of suffering in human history.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.